one single and one album in 1980 on Bump Records. Greg Shaw, you know, Bump Records is probably one of the first and best known of the small indie labels. And they were based out of LA. And they also had Bump Magazine and Bump Mail Order. And so we had sent them some of our first single, the Nikki Corvette and the Convertibles, Young and Crazy. It was a three-song single that we put out ourselves. And we had sent them some so they could sell it through their mail order. And the guy who ran Bump, Greg Shaw, really liked girl groups. And he really liked what we were doing, and so he wanted us to come out. So we went out and ended up signing a contract to put out an album. And we worked with all different kinds of music, all different producers, different places. The first single we put out for Bump was a rockabilly single. It was Honey Bop. And it was with all the people from Rolling Rock Records, Ray Campy, and, you know, and we were the first group that they, it wasn't on Rolling Rock Records, that they recorded there. And we even got them to let us try something. Like, we did a version of Popsicles, Icicles, semi rockabilly version, and we did Yummy, Yummy, Yummy. That came out. The rest of the stuff didn't, except for Honey Bop. Anyway, we worked with, you know, they wanted us to work with Kim Fowley, which I tried for a day. We worked with the Kessel Brothers, who they were Barney Kessel's kids. He worked with Phil Spector, and they worked with a lot of the LA groups. I don't know. We tried working with a lot of different people, and it just never really worked out. So we came back to Detroit and did the Nikki and the Corvettes album here on our own, the way we wanted. And put it out, and, you know, it did okay. It was kind of a cartoon cover. They wanted us to be the Archies, which we weren't. There was always people that wanted us to be poppier. I wanted to be in a punk rock band. But the fact is, my voice is cute. You know, no matter how I dress, I look cute, you know. Not really tough or punk rock. Even if I dressed totally punk rock, I always looked kind of cute, which I finally came to terms with. But, you know, we put the record out that much longer, like maybe till 81, and went through some more changes with the band. And eventually it just kind of faded away. I don't know that we ever really broke up. You know, we eventually morphed into a rockabilly band and went through a lot of changes. And then it was just kind of, we eventually just stopped playing. You know, nobody said, okay, it's over. It was just one day we're like, oh, okay,